Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Historians will probably never stop arguing over what exactly transpired in that bunker beneath the Chancellery during those last days of the Third Reich. But now, with the release of the final papers of Operation Myth, that infamous 1946 Soviet investigation, there is no longer any need to speculate over what it was that Hitler and Goebbels were reading during those last final days. Hitler had ordered a box of the classics of High German literature to be brought down into the bunker when it became clear that the siege wasn't going to end anytime soon. But somehow, the box got switched with a carton of books from the 1939 decadent art show. It was an entire box of books and magazines written by Jews and homosexuals. Hitler was furious, but there was nothing he could do. The Soviets were closing in, and there was no one who could be spared to look for a missing box full of Goethe and Hölderlin. But Hitler desperately wanted something to read, so on April 29th, he broke down and began rummaging through the box, hoping that maybe he could find something that wasn't entirely Jewish or gay. But to his dismay, he discovered that his dog had been using the box as a urinal. The entire box was ruined. Now Hitler was really furious. He took the box outside and emptied the books onto the rubbish heap. He was so mad he almost didn't notice the slim volume that had somehow escaped his canine's bowel movements and urinary excretions. It was a copy of the 1936 Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, a journal published by a bunch of German Jewish intellectuals living in exile. The journal contained one long essay entitled The Work of Art in the Age of Mechanical Reproduction by Walter Benjamin. It was most definitely something Hitler would never choose to read on his own. But beggars can't be choosers, so Hitler brought the journal back into the bunker and showed it to Goebbels. Goebbels turned white when he heard the Führer say that he wanted the two of them to read and discuss Walter Benjamin's essay together. "Do you know who Walter Benjamin is?" Goebbels shouted. "No," Hitler said, "I don't." Goebbels quickly told him the story. Walter Benjamin was a Jewish intellectual who lived in Berlin until the Nazis came to power. He wrote about decadent writers like Proust, Kafka, Baudelaire, and Bertolt Brecht. He hated the Nazis and wrote disparagingly about fascism from his perch in Paris. When the French capital was finally sacked, the Gestapo seized his apartment and discovered essays on everything from Donald Duck to hashish. Walter Benjamin himself committed suicide on the Spanish border on September 26, 1940, when it became apparent that he would be turned over to the Nazis for lack of a French exit visa. Goebbels pleaded with Hitler to throw the essay on the rubbish heap where it belonged, but Hitler was adamant, and on the night of April 29th, the two sat down together and began reading the work of art in the age of mechanical reproduction. Walter Benjamin's essay begins with the thesis that the mechanically reproduced work of art is something radically different from the reproduced art of the past. It makes no sense to speak of originals when discussing photographs or films, for the relationship between the photograph and the negative is totally different than the relationship between the painting and the copy. But what Benjamin finds most interesting about this new relationship is the disintegration of the aura and the authenticity of the work of art. So far, so good. Hitler's able to follow along. But, he says, it seems that Benjamin's arguing that this disintegration is a good thing. Yes, Goebbels says. Allow me to explain. Benjamin believes that the aura and the authenticity were what kept works of art firmly in the possession of the elites and what allowed oppressive ideologies to control them. And he believes that the artworks of the future, the ones that will evolve from new media, will, by lacking aura and authority, not only have the power to emancipate themselves from control, but will assist in the emancipation of the masses themselves from control. But how? Hitler asked. He's starting to think that reading this essay wasn't such a good idea after all. Well, for example, Goebbels says, Benjamin believes the film is one of these new artworks, and he believes that film is something that by lacking an aura and an authority will expand the mind of the audience, to the point where the audience will one day relate to the film in such a way that allows it to think beyond the commodity value of artistic experience. Benjamin believes that in the future, the audience will cease to be merely the receiver of cultural meaning, but will instead become an empowered producer of cultural meaning. But that's dreadful, Hitler exclaimed. That goes against everything I stand for, and to think I let you make all those movies. Now, Goebbels was confused. What do you mean, mein Führer? Benjamin's wrong. I am your minister of propaganda. I know all about the production of cultural meaning, and I know all about the mechanicals of reproduction, and I tell you this man is wrong. His argument is completely flawed, for the media that he believes will deliver the world from fascism are themselves instruments of fascism. I mean, where does he think films come from? The Moscow Central Planning Committee? But Goebbels, Hitler said, it doesn't matter if they're instruments of fascism or instruments of socialism. The point is that they sow the idea that authority is something that does not have to be taken seriously. Rather, something open to interpretation. Oh God, Goebbels, Hitler moaned. Think of our children. What will become of them? They'll have no respect for authority or a tradition. I can see it now, little blonde German boys and girls marching through the streets, demanding that they be taken seriously as producers of meaning. Oh, it's dreadful, just dreadful. No, no, mein Führer, Goebbels pounded his fist on the table. Benjamin is wrong. The production of meaning will always be controllable. And if the youth want to believe that there's something empowering in the watching of films, so be it. They should be allowed to deceive themselves, especially if it means they'll forget about the real mechanisms of control, the means of production itself. Mein Führer, I don't want to boast, but I believe that I've shown the world that total control of media is absolutely possible. People are stupid. They are sheep. And if they want to believe this empowerment cock and bull, so be it. It will only make our job easier. But Hitler could not be convinced. He stayed up all night weeping over what he believed was an inevitable future. And in the morning, he painted a final watercolor and then put a gun into his mouth and blew out the back of his skull. Goebbels spent the following day writing a response to Walter Benjamin's essay. He explained in detail how film was, at its core, a fascist art form, and how naive it was to believe, as Benjamin did, that film would emancipate the masses. Far from it. The film would guarantee their eternal enslavement. He described the future, millions and millions of captivated spectators, all watching a screen upon which his descendants projected images of fairies and sugar plums. Oh, the magnificent aura of the film. Goebbels spent all day on the essay, but when night fell, he realized that it was unfortunately a total betrayal of his profession, so he burned the manuscript in the fireplace. Then he killed his wife Magda and his six daughters, and then he took his own life as well.
Listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt.